Good morning. This morning's class and breakfast should be lirefuah shelemah. Please make berachot and have in mind Yafa bat Arlet. She should have a speedy and swift refuah shelemah bekarob. Amen. This coming Shabbat, as we mentioned yesterday, is known as Shabbat HaGadol, and we discussed many of the theories, conversations over the course of generations as to why it's known as Shabbat HaGadol. If there are any specific practices for this Shabbat, and what really the history that underlies that day is all about. There is a question, and many communities have a specific practice with regards to the Haftarah for this coming week's parasha. You see, since it's Shabbat HaGadol, oftentimes on these special Shabbatot, when we have the Shabbat of the Arba Parashiot, we have special Haftarah as well. When we have even Shabbat Shubah, we have a specific Haftarah and so forth. Maybe there's a specific Haftarah for this coming week as well. And in truth, some 900 or so years ago in Sefer HaPardes of Rashi, his statement is there's a special Haftarah for the Shabbat immediately prior to Pesach. What's that Haftarah? It's the Haftarah of Ve'arebah. Ve'arebah is the very last chapter in the Navi Malachi. Malachi is the last of the Nevi'im, so it's for all intents and purposes the last chapter in Navi. And in that passage, what the famous statement that's uttered there by the Navi Malachi is that Hine Anochi HaKadosh Baruch Hu predicts and tells Hine Anochi Sholeach Lachem, I'm going to be sending you et Eliyahu HaNavi, I'm going to be sending you Eliyahu HaNavi Lifne, prior to this great and grand day, the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that day is known as the day which is Gadol Venora. In truth, in the book Mateh Moshe, he cites the name of Maharshal, his rabbi, that maybe for that reason in this Shabbat is known as Shabbat HaGadol. The primary pasuk in the Haftarah talks about the great day, the day which is Gadol. As a result, it's known as Shabbat HaGadol. But it means we have precedence with regards to saying a special Haftarah on this Shabbat. What would be the meaning of that Haftarah? Why is that the Haftarah prior to Pesach? Well, if that's talking about the ultimate redemption, it makes sense, right, many, that at the time that we're talking about the first redemption, the redemption from Egypt, we mention and we reference as well the ultimate, the final redemption of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael. So if we're allowing for matters to settle, it goes like this. In Sefer HaPardes, as early as 900 years ago, there's reference to special Haftarah for this coming week's parasha, coming week, Kiriyah, and that is Ve'areva from the end of Sefer Malachi, Malachi Perek Gimel. It's copied by Or Zarua some several hundred years later in Austria. He as well mentions this being the Haftarah. All the way down, some 200 or so years later, Maharshal's student, Mateh Moshe, attests to the fact that this is what was being said in his time as well, Rabbi Shlomo Luria of Eastern Europe. Well, that being the case, is this the primary and the appropriate practice? Well, it should already be noted that even in the Ashkenazi communities, there's a dispute with regards to the time to say Shabbat, this Haftarah. Some argue you specifically and only say it on the Shabbat when it comes the day before Pesach. If Pesach is the very next day, so then on that Shabbat HaGadol you say this Haftarah. Others argue you say it on any other day except for the Shabbat immediately beforehand, because there's reference in the Haftarah to what's known as Bi'ur Ma'asrot, something which wouldn't be present on Shabbat. So there's a dispute with regards to the appropriate time to say it and when to say it. What about saying it at all? In the Sephardic world, there's not as much evidence with regards to when it was said and how it was said, and we don't know for certain how far back it was being said. There are many Sephardic Middle Eastern communities until today who do say it. However, in the book Yafeh Lalev in Helekeh in Siman Taf Lamed, he writes that the minhag in Izmir, some several hundred years ago in Turkey, was Shelo Lahaftir Ve'areva. They never on this Shabbat made that special Haftarah Ve'areva. There are other communities that attest to different realities. There are other rabbis in the book Eretz Hayim of Bihaim Setehon in Israel some 150 or so years ago. He talks about there being a practice in some of the communities to say it. There are other testimonies in other directions. Well, where does that leave us with regards to the appropriate practice? Well, it's certain that if that's the custom of your community, dependent upon how and when, that's what you should be doing. Chacham Ovadia Yosef in his Yahavedat, Chelek Aleph in Siman Gimal, concludes this Teshubah, where he's talking about these different minhagim practices and developments, he writes, "Umeahar she'enenu haro'ot she'en minhag kavua b'ze." He says, it seems clear there's no steadfast, permanent minhag on this matter. Chol kahal oseh kiminhago shebechutz ala aretz. He's writing for Jews living in Israel. He says, everybody seems to be following what they did when they were exiled, כמו שכתב כיוצא בזכר בחיים, לפיכך יש להעדיף הפטרת וערבה בכל שבת הגדול. He says, therefore, in his mind, revert back to the earliest sourcing on this, Sefer HaPardes of Rashi, and we should all, living in Israel, Sephardic and Ashkenazic alike, be saying Ve'areva. That's his claim. This is Chacham Avadia Yosef, consistent with his general methodology that in the land of Israel, we should have a certain melting pot with regards to customs and approaches. Everybody should settle the matter and follow one approach. He says there's all sorts of different approaches. They all came from Chutz La'aretz. We're now in Israel. Let's go back to the earliest sourcing on this. We should go to Sefer HaPardes of Rashi, and as a result, we should be saying Ve'areva. In his Yabia Omer Chelek Dalet Siman Lametet, his concluding lines are a little bit more open, and his statement in the very last line is V'chol zeh b'makom she'en minhag kavua. He says, if you don't have an established custom, so then he suggests doing Ve'areva. Aval kesheyesha minhag kavua keminhagam. However, if there is a circumstance where they have a specific minhag, ya'asu keminhagam, they should follow their minhag. Ve'al yishaneh adam mipnei ha'machloket. You shouldn't change your practice because there's dispute and different approaches to this matter. All right, so the million-dollar question is, well, what's our custom on this? What's our practice? In the book, Ro'e Ne'eman, that's Hamitzhak Shehebar of South America, he has the following statement. This was taken from his kitveyat, from his handwritten notes in the book Ro'e Ne'eman, here on page Resh Pe Bet. He writes, Maftirin b'Shabbat HaGadol ve'areva. He first mentions that there are some who say this haftarah ve'areva, ve'en anachnu nohagim ken, but we don't do so. Ha'halabim me'olam lo hiftiru b'Shabbat HaGadol ve'areva. He says, Aleppo Jewry never said this haftarah, va'afilu imhal yom Shabbat Kodesh be'erev Pesach, even when Shabbat is immediately prior to Pesach, meaning Pesach is on Sunday. We never make and say this haftarah ve'areva. Someone showed me similarly in the Chumash Meir Tob of Cham Yom Tov Yedid. He writes this as well. The minhag of Halab is to make no special haftarah this coming week. It means Shabbat HaGadol is a beautiful day on which we'll remember the miracles, as we said yesterday, that transpired. We'll mention to one another, perhaps, Shabbat HaGadol Shalom. However, our haftarah will not change in the Aleppo Halabi community, although other communities call it Had Ya'aseh Keminhagam. There's many Yesodot Beharei Kodesh. There's lots of precedents with regards to different communities saying different things on specific dates, if it's right before Pesach, or it's specifically not before Pesach, or at any time, or not at all. But the Halabi community seems clear. Our minhag is to not say the Haftarah ve'areva. It means the Haftarah this coming week will be the simple Haftarah of Parashat Mesorah. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen ve'amen.